Hello,
Just
welcome.
hear those sleigh bells ringling, ding, ding, a ling, a ling, too. Jingle, ling, a ling, a
Ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
a ling, having a fun time podcasting with you. Do, 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 do,
This is
do,
the
do, do.
last episode for you. Do,
So tune in to your besties, or you out in blue. Do, 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 do. All right. Welcome to the official Are We Canceled Yet podcast with your host.
this is the last episode. I need a break. This is JoJo, by the way.
JoJo, and you know your girl Tamika, aka Meek Meek, aka Encore, aka Goldilocks, aka can't make her mind up. That's why she took her hair out in 2 days and wondering how she gonna get it done. If I'm not the most indecisive person in the world, I don't know who is.
And it's crazy because most people are indecisive in one lane of their life. You are indecisive across the board.
There's so many options.
I don't
I
think there
don't
is.
need, I, there's so many options. My problem is, I want them all.
No, what your problem is when you ask, because you frequently ask me and our other good friend, I'm not going to say her name, in the group chat, you'd be like, "What y'all think about such and such?" We will give you an answer. Here you go, like a child. Why? Do what you want.
Because
Do
that's
what you want.
crazy.
Do what you want. We don't care anymore. Do what you want.
Why wouldn't you say why?
Why would you ask me if you didn't want the answer?
Because that doesn't mean it's the answer.
If I wanted to have a dissertation, I would do that, but I didn't. You asked me a question. I gave you an answer. I don't, that's it. That's
Maybe this is
it.
why I
That's
enjoy
it.
school. Maybe this is why I enjoy school. That's not gonna work for me. All right, come with the arguments. I should have been on debate club. I really miss
And
my
that's
talking
crazy because I was on Debate Club.
I really, I guess that's why you don't explain yourself
I
now.
was very matter-of-factly too.
Matter of factly, yes. I would just like an answer followed up with an explanation.
Absolutely not.
Because I also have to determine it for myself.
Read a book.
What? Like, is that going to answer the question? If it was a book title,
Always.
if
It's
it was
always
a
going
book,
to answer the question.
If it was a book title, How Should Tamika Get Her Hair Done Next? And the reasons why is a remake of 15 reasons why Tamika should get her hair done like this.
Stop.
The thing is, I want a bust down middle part, okay, with some layers. I also want a bob,
Tamika.
just straight.
Tamika.
See.
Your age is showing.
Because I
A
said
bust
both.
down middle part
This what happened.
is just a bust down.
This what happened. I hate that it's called a bust down.
It's been called a bust down since we were adolescents.
I've hated it forever. But it's being pushed on me so much that I have to say it, but I also want to clarify. You see how I ask you a question, then I clarify? I also answer it that way. I
Did I
want a
ask
bust
you
down.
the, but did I ask you to clarify?
You don't got to, baby.
I don't need
I
to
already
because
know.
I
I already
comprehend
know what
very
you mean.
well.
Oh, well, no. Not ever me. I would like people to talk to me the way I talk to them
No.
with emphasis.
No.
All right. You give me that book for Christmas, which is right. Or are we past Christmas? Is Christmas around the corner or are we past it?
It's around the corner.
All right. If you give me that, I won't ask you no questions. But also, if you can make it an audio book, oh, that would be tremendous.
No,
Absolutely
that
tremendous.
needs to be your New Year's resolution.
You know what my New Year resolution gonna be?
Don't tell me.
Stop watching stuff that you recommend.
Didn't I say don't tell me?
That's
And
what it's gonna be.
also, you don't watch stuff I recommend.
I
You
watched two and a half things that you recommended to me.
okay, so what's wrong with them?
Okay,
And
first
what did you
off,
watch?
Friends and Lovers.
It was so good on Lifetime.
That's debatable. I was like, okay, this is cute. First off, I thought it was a Christmas situation. That's why you recommended it. I didn't
No,
know it
no,
was
no. I
in.
recommended the first one for Christmas. I said this one you might like 'cause it's romance.
Okay. The first one I watched, it was quick. It was an easy read, as they say. All right. Did I understand the purpose of it? No. Oh, but it's just two random people. And they clicking. They fall in love. I meet you. You are, this is, you know what? It just dawned on me.
That I'm Nicki Minaj.
Giving very much so a touch of Love Jones.
Yes. That's why I told you to. Yes.
Yeah, I just it just ding, light bulb.
But it's not as sexy as Love
It's
Jones.
not, and I love sexy. It's
It's not as sexy.
not. Okay, but I get it. You're over here, you're conflicted, you have the guy that on paper everything is what you want. This is what I'm going for. But then you have the guy that's like, Kiki. You're funny and you're cute and you always act like you high or something.
You got somebody with potential.
You have,
Cause
I'm not gonna say potential.
the comedian, I say potential because he didn't check off her boxes as far as career
Then
and.
I'm gonna say ambition.
Okay.
Because I don't even know if you got potential. You made me laugh. Can you do stand up? I don't know. But you made me laugh. But also, I think you're cute and I want you to do to me. You
Oh
know? So
gosh.
I can't say that. But you're ambitious.
Yes.
I was cool the whole thing. I love a Lifetime situation. Everybody knows I voiced it a lot. I want to be on Lifetime. And then I started watching the second one.
When he died?
I didn't watch the whole thing.
Oh.
Wow. Wow.
Why are we talking about something we haven't
Wow.
watched fully? Yikes.
Wow.
I thought you made it at least to that part.
I couldn't make it to that part. Because this other one
Oh, her best friend?
was irritating this
Okay,
crap
so
out of
for
me.
those of you, spoiler alert, who have not
Spoil alert,
watched.
a long time ago, because you just spoiled the shit out of my alert. I'm mad as heck. Mad
Spoiler alert.
as heck.
Spoiler alert for those of you who have not watched Jerome Dickey's Lovers and Friends. That is what we're talking about. Tamika watched part one. I am just now finding out she did not finish part two and I spoiled it for her. So let's continue on with the review, shall we?
Look. I'm all for love, 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 love. I don't know why you're with her, the best friend. She always talking trash. She always talking down on you. We don't have no money. Maybe we should look up the price of hotels. Why are we worried? And you work at the airport.
Let me tell
You can be
you.
flying for free.
Dang, but you didn't finish it.
Say it, but after we bash her, because you're pissing me off. I know that you love him. I
She loves
think.
him. She loves him.
Like,
I think from her standpoint, she's been hurt, and it shows. It shows. And this, I feel like this movie did a really good job of depicting the different type of women. You have the one who is like in the honeymoon stage all the time.
very
But
honeymoon.
of course they have there's always going to be an A story and a B story. They're trying to have a baby, they can't get pregnant. You got this one over here who got pregnant, who's literally she's always in her head. She likes this man. She loves this man. She moved in
Him.
with this man and
Yeah.
she still has, I don't want to say insecurities because I feel like that's something that's overused because it may not be insecurities, but she has that trauma there from past relationships. And it really takes a special kind of person to really deal with that. I'm not going to say break that out of somebody because I don't feel like another person can really determine another person's mood, like when it comes to like breaking out of certain habits. But it takes a special kind of person to be able to be like, okay, this is what the situation is. I can deal with this.
Maybe it's my trauma that came from somewhere. I don't know where it would have came from. But the fact that you keep on saying, we're not married, we're not married, we're not married. If you were married, do you think that was going to solve your problems.
That was her way of pushing him into marriage because she's looking at everyone around her that's married. And then also too, her other part story is she has this best friend. And her best friend is now married. Before they were connected because they were dating. They could talk to each other about certain stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's different when you have a friend that's married and you're still dating. Y'all can't relate on the same level. So she's going to have her married friends. And she's looking around like these bitches are married. They're rich.
You can't because you have a contract signed that we're going to be together forever. Is that why you can't relate?
Possibly. When you put it that way, yeah.
Because that's what I'm like.
Yeah, I feel like
with shorty.
I feel like that's where the trauma comes in because most people think that with marriage, oh, you're not going anywhere.
But you also think that with you becoming a boyfriend girlfriend.
People don't think that, Tamika.
Yeah, they do.
Who thinks that?
The ones that be pressuring. That's why I'm like, okay, you're married.
I'm going to tell you, like my grandmama always told me, you're single until you're married.
You definitely.
So, do
you're single until you're married. So, if you was married and you was like, okay, you still having these financial problems, but you married. So, now you can have a baby and be happy about it.
The thing about it is, though.
Can be like, hey, we still don't have money. You didn't have money before and you don't have money now.
The thing about it is, though. Ron Rico's, I forget his character's name, but he was stacked up pretty nice. She was the one that was complaining about money, but I was trying to figure out why. I'm like, you're a flight attendant. Y'all get paid pretty good.
And if you don't, you ain't trying to look for another job?
Bro, she had to be mad frugal. She was mad frugal. She was probably one of them people, and this is just me being an actress, digging into her backstory, she had to have been one of those people who grew up a certain way. And even though she's well off now and she's comfortable, she's able to pay her own bills. She's able to stand on her own. I mean, look at her car. She had a nice car.
You said her best friend is married. She look at her best friend and people around her. You're not the people around you. You might be comfortable for yourself, but you're not married to a doctor.
But you're not. Yeah, this is true.
So... you true. Can't compete there.
What was his job? Tech. He's in tech. He was in tech. He got money.
So is it you?
It's her.
Then do something else. Don't keep projecting on me. I can't take it. You keep she on doing that. I'm not about it. To marry you.
Also, the elephant in the room. Let's go ahead and address this. His little teenachi ass and her thick old booty ass.
Oh.
I loved it. Bro, when she got out that car, I was like, she got titties and ass. Yay. I love to see it on TV. All right, continue.
Listen, I was just like, she pissed me off so much.
Oh, yeah, she pissed me off.
And I was like, we can start the pot. I'm ready because she pissing me off. And now he dating. But you really don't want to do it for real.
Like, he ain't just dating. He out here slanging his stuff around.
He said, maybe you should go home. You trying to keep a toothbrush over here?
You gotta go.
But she like, you know, called him out. You really want a girlfriend. Like, you really want your shorty.
You saw the part when she got pregnant and got an abortion, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let's make sure.
What the heck was that? Well, we're not married. I'm not going to hold you. We in this, all right? We living together. I put up with you talking trash all the time. I'm excited. Like, you want to get married? You can have it. He obviously don't care. We can do it. That's not enough for her. Then you're going to get rid of my baby.
Ooh. We're done. And then lie about it.
We're done.
Okay, well, since I don't know if you're going to finish it or not.
Go ahead and tell me.
She's going to tell him eventually, but it's going to be later on when Notori's character baby is born. Because then they're going to be auntie and
auntie. Oh, so she pregnant.
And they're going to reconnect. Oh, you ain't.
So
Oh, you
she
really ain't get
pregnant.
that far. You ain't get that far at all.
They just broke up.
Oh, man.
And she's
Oh,
like, you had an
you at
abortion?
the beginning.
You had an abortion? I was like, but we're not married.
And then the ex-girl saw it like, bitch, shut the fuck up. Shut up.
Shut up.
Why
so,
are you
all
telling
right.
people my business?
So she didn't
that
get rid
sound
of it?
Familiar?
Wait, so she didn't get rid of it?
No, she did, but she lied to him.
Oh.
But it's not gonna come out until years later.
Okay, so
when
you
they
lied.
Reconnect.
Yeah, they got back together, they had a baby. And Notori had a baby and her shorty died in a car
yeah,
accident.
He died in a car accident. He got
because
hit.
All y'all wanted to go to our honeymoon.
And then, oh girl, the friend, the comedian, I forget her name in real life, but the friend that came over afterwards and she saw them kissing on the street, trying to see if there was something there. So she was like in this, I guess like a 12-step program and ran into Shorty who actually ran into him and killed him in the car. Gonna bring her to the house.
Why would you bring her to the house?
Talk about some she needs to see you face to face.
I don't want to
what?
See you ever. I didn't even watch the whole thing, but you just pissed me off.
Girl, also too, you bringing people to my house?
Like, I don't need to see you.
That right there pissed me off. Also,
so now this just upset me.
It upset me when I watched it.
This upset me, and because she on her way this month and 47 hours, I'm about to cry.
Okay.
He died in a car accident. I wasn't ready for that. Y'all was in love.
He died in a car. Dang it. After he got that, after he got his big break, too, I was so sad.
Ah, that sucks.
Sucks.
That sucks. I'm going to watch the rest. I'm going to just have to stomach seeing her.
I really love, let me tell you what I really love, though, about this. I love limited series and like part ones and part twos of stories to finish up a whole story. I feel like 2 hours is not enough.
I was trying to think. Shut up. Mm-hmm. I was trying to think. Would I have been satisfied with this in a movie?
No.
Just one movie.
It's too much.
Because it definitely gave TV show.
Yeah.
But set up.
With a TV show, it would have been.
No, I didn't need it. Actually, I could have used it, but I would have needed more characters in it. I can't just follow y'all to.
Yeah, and this is Lifetime. The budget's not
very
that big.
Quickly. I met you. We was kicking it. You made me laugh. Then you were my boyfriend. Then you were my husband. Then I got pregnant, and then you died.
Yeah.
And this is in a span of 7 months.
Yes.
Crazy.
Girl, it's years. Shut up.
I felt like that was 7 months.
That's because you're watching it right
there.
We're
buying a house. I said, what?
Wait.
Y'all was just going through it.
And look, that threw me off too. I was like, can we get like a 2 years later
now,
or
can
something?
Can he look older? Can he grow more facial hair or something? Because you just woke up.
Okay.
And that's how you look.
Kendrick, I love you so much.
But
that man ain't growing nobody's facial hair on that face.
Like something. Y'all was the exact same people. Didn't show that y'all matured a little bit. Nothing.
They was trying to show that black don't crack. Fuck.
That's true. But your personality or like the inside does not change at all?
No.
Like you don't mature?
No. Girl, when people after 30s, you are who you are.
What? Don't say that. Cause I got some changing to do.
Ma'am, you're shy away
me?
From 40.
This, chill. Are you kidding me? Chill.
I ain't say the age. I said shy away.
You can say my age all day. I don't care. But that's not true. Also, this is how I'm about to be for the rest of my life. Crazy. That's crazy.
Look, I'm gonna give you the same advice that somebody told me when I was an adolescent. Nobody changes. They just evolve into who they're meant to be.
So, am I who I'm meant to be yet, or I got some time?
Women very much mature quicker than men, so I think you're there. I think you've been there.
What?
As far as men, they're gonna be idiots for the rest of their life. They won't really evolve until like their 60s.
So, I need to date a 60-year-old?
I mean, if he got a jet, you could get a jet to holiday. Do 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 do
Oh,
do do.
okay. Winter though, Christmas movie.
It
It was good.
Okay, and the Christmas movie Tamika is referring to is Fake Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Make yourself. Okay, I was hesitant on the name. A lot of things
I
came up
like
in
it.
my mind first.
I
I was
like it.
like, bake yourself. Like,
It was
first,
creative.
I thought they were going to go to school. Because they were like, we could be grad school.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, are y'all about to go to school
Girl,
somewhere, a situation, if I love another teacher from rivalry
no.
school or something? Because I can do that. But okay, a spoiler alert. The way that lie sped up so quickly.
First of all, I told you to watch it, and I don't know if you saw my text when I sent it to you. I was like, Tamika, watch Fake Yourself a Merry Little Christmas because I feel like these are the situations I need to put you in.
I didn't read that one, but I
Because,
felt I understand how it could happen.
yeah, because
Like,
I'd be quick to be like, oh yeah, that's to make a man.
I would have lied.
And you were, and I would be like, all right, gotta go.
I would have had to tell the family though. I would have told the family.
Yeah.
Like, okay, as soon as my ex, who's a doctor that I run into, also, I was like, oh my gosh, that's what your name I'll be going to your nonprofit.
Come on, shameless plug.
Come on, I wish I remember his name.
Whose son is it?
Cheryl Lee Ralph.
Ralph's.
The same thing again. Shoot. All right, well, I just know Walk Good LA nonprofit, I'll be going. It's wonderful. Excluding the night that I did open mic night. If anyone was there, please ignore that night. But I was like, oh
He did a really great job.
my gosh, he did such a good job. You saw him before. He was on Baldwin Hills back in the day.
I've seen him before, but I had no clue that there was Cheryl Lee Ralph's son. To be honest, the guy that I thought was Cheryl Lee Ralph's son,
Oh, was the coma?
I don't know why I thought that that was her son. Maybe because it was a Walk Good LA post. And then like the caption was saying like my son or something 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 something.
Oh, okay.
But I think it was like a series of stuff and I saw him in a picture and I was like, oh, that's her son. But that's not her son. I don't know who that is, but now I gotta find
For why?
out. For you. Did you not just hear me say,
Good answer.
like, what you mean?
That was a good answer.
He was a tiny man.
Keeping you on your toes. Okay, so I saw him and I was like, oh my God, somebody in it. And then I proceeded to watch. One, at the beginning, I knew. I already knew about the guy.
About what guy?
When
Oh,
she
that
said
he was yeah.
right when she say he like Christmas caroling every year. For Christmas is his favorite thing to do. I was
Really?
like, I like Christmas caroling. It's my favorite thing to do. I don't know nobody else that like it. For real. I was like, okay, got you. So boom, fall. My ex is right there. This is my man. I love him down. Yes, it is. Then the family come in like, oh my gosh, yes. And as soon as he left, I would shut the door and be like, y'all, I'm so sorry. Just a lie. That's my ex. I can't tell him. He failed because he was trying to get my phone. We met. I just check up on him.
The way he fell.
And you fail and hit your head like that?
Duh. Also, are we not gonna sue the store for having a block of ice in front of their door?
1,000%.
What? Where was that? Where was the justice?
That's really why I'm at the hospital. I'm checking on you. Also, I need proof before we sue this store. Mm. Because, baby, this is a lot on me. Mm. This is a lot. I need to go to therapy, and I need you to pay for it.
Girl.
Wow, that took a toll on me, seeing him fall in front of my face while he was trying to rescue me.
Girl, extra.
You need money? I need money. I haven't worked in a year.
Extra.
But
the
it was
sister?
I liked her.
I liked her too. But also, girl, don't be looking at me with skepticism.
Like, you know what's up. Who are you? Because my brother ain't said nothing about you.
And mind your business.
Like,
I would have been like, it's new. He's my new team.
It's new, but he bringing something home on Christmas.
Yeah.
To introduce
because I'm that excited. Girl.
Like, how long you been dating? A month. She was quick though. What is he like? What are y'all like? I would have just been like, groceries.
Look, that's how you know she a professor. When she went in that room and she scoped around, she, yeah.
1,000%.
Inventory.
Because I would have been like, groceries. We love going to groceries.
You know what? I wish this would have played out differently, though.
How so?
I wish it would have been a battle. Like when he woke up,
I thought it was too.
I definitely didn't see it coming with him.
I thought he was gonna wake up, the family was gonna tell him everything, and he was gonna be like, "Bruh, why you do that?" And then they were gonna get to know each other.
Yes.
And then she was gonna have to choose, and at that point, I don't know who she would have chose.
Oh, I wish it would have turned out.
Love the family. He's a nice guy.
Also. I'm not inviting you to my house. People are so welcoming. I'm not doing that.
I want to say I would not do that either. Mm-mm. But I'm not sold that I would.
I'm not doing that. I'm quite certain you would.
Matter of fact, no. I would not invite you to my house. If we had it at a hall, pull up.
No.
You can pull up. Mm-mm. Like, mm-mm. You've been the doctor. This whole time. But when he said, you can't commit to me. Wait, so you not seeing nobody?
He said.
You can commit to this whole ass lie, but you couldn't commit to me?
You rather have a fake boyfriend than be with me? I know that had to hurt. Because it's kind of like, I rather fake it than be in a relationship with you.
I'm over here like, pouring my heart out to you.
Also, why you holding on to something from 3 years ago? Why you ain't moved on? What's wrong with you? Because it can't just be work.
You was the one. It is work because I'm not seeing nobody else. I'm not allowing them in. He said, that was the happiest time of my life when I was with you.
How was it when I was miserable because you was always at work?
I was never with you.
I was never with you. Together. Also, her moving from state to state because her homegirl was like, you moved from the last spot because you was messing with one of the teachers at this job.
You couldn't see him no more?
Also, so she left.
You be getting a job that fast?
She left.
You good.
Look, she wasn't waiting on him for 3 years.
I'm about to do that. I'm about to start state hopping. Where should I go first?
Ohio.
What?
That's exactly where you're going to go.
That's definitely not where I'm trying to go.
You're going to be like, all right, I'm going to move to such and such, but let me go to Ohio first for 4 weeks.
No, I'm not. I'm going to Carolina.
Oh.
North.
Okay. What part?
I'm going there. Charlotte.
Why? Because the baby from there?
That's the only one I know.
Bro, everybody always say that. They'd be like, oh, I met this girl the other day. She was like, where you from? I was like, North Carolina. She was like, oh, I have so many friends out here from North Carolina. We have to be friends. Looking at her like, girl, where you from?
You don't have to. Tell her you got too many friends. You don't, like, you don't have time for anymore. I'm pretty demanding. They're pretty demanding.
Yeah, I'm myself.
you like to stay in the
demanding.
house. That's a lot.
Yeah.
I have a million friends, and I don't know how you make time for all of them.
That's the
But
thing. You have to have balance for all of these friend groups. I feel like I balance them very well.
got me. You got me. Time-wise. If I'm talking to you, I'm only committed to you at that time. And then as soon as the phone disconnects, I am committed to someone else. So if you call me back, it is too late. I am committed to someone else and I
That's
have to give them their time. And then after that, I have to have my TV time, which is double the time of the time that I talk to y'all.
which is crazy because TV time ain't nothing but new girl. So
Bruh.
therefore, it's no time.
Wait, bruh.
Don't tell me you watched it again.
Did you hear that someone was murdered? An actor and his wife was murdered.
Oh, by their son?
That was the dad from New Girl.
Oh, really? I
Yes.
had no clue who that man was.
I was like, I was just watching you. You were so funny.
Wow. But
Oh.
wait. Okay, so is it alleged that the son killed him, or is it?
I'm trying to keep track of this because they're not letting out a lot of information so
Yeah, they're
far.
not.
I just know they said the son, but how do you know it was the son right away? They said out of anger, but how do you know? Why would you tell us that knowing the media is nosy and
Right.
ask for more than what you need to know? Like, I now I need to know.
See, this is the thing, especially because I get majority of my news from social media. They be lying half the time.
I'm just like,
Or
well, I
they
know
don't really
been
know.
booked. He's been booked for
Oh, he's been
questioning.
booked.
That's what they say. So somebody knew something. And then, which I also need to see if this is real. Don Don took to social media.
I saw it. Dumb, I saw it.
I'm just like,
I'm tired of him. What he need to do is he need to go ahead and approve my food stamp application since he want to go and do dumb stuff.
listen,
He
I
want
read
to.
one comment on there and was like, I want to go back to the days, or I miss the days when our presidents were presidential. And that made so much sense.
That was a long time ago. That was before us.
Because this right here.
Ghetto. That's what happens when you get a reality TV show star
My
to be
gosh,
president.
Shadow, I just can't believe you said that.
He
So.
ghetto. Ghetto. Also, there's a lot of speculation. Allegedly, there's somebody in the White House that's blowing the whistle saying that old boy got dementia. And somebody just reported on TikTok again. I do not know what is real and what is fake. And to be honest, even if I watch the news, I still don't know if it's real because they only give us the information that they want us to know. Or it may be real, but it's not the full story. But allegedly, there's a whistleblower in the White House that's saying that he be falling asleep in meetings. He really don't be alert for real.
That sounds oddly familiar. Like they didn't just say that about the last president.
Interesting.
Like, come on, oh, just stay off social media.
Ain't even gonna hold you. The video that plays rent-free in my mind is when President Joe fell off the bike in Delaware.
Oh, sleepy
I
Joe.
tell you what, that old man popped back up so quick.
Listen. Now that's stuff I would like on
But
social
wait,
media. Give me those clips.
it was so funny because Trump literally came for his neck on social media after that video came out.
He had a field day. I'm just like, leave all of that to yourself.
Oh
Leave it to yourself. Oh, which brings me to a podcast that I listen to.
my gosh.
Brief break before we get into this for our sponsors.
We ain't got none.
We
All
got
right.
we appreciate the ones that are coming. Okay, so I was like, all right. What is like, I don't know, not inspiring, but just what's something I should listen to? Blah, 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 blah. I talked to my sister. She was like, did you watch the pod? Did you hear the podcast with Wallow? No, but I like Wallow. I
Who
mess
is
with him.
that?
Okay, he has a podcast.
Is he black?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Let
Yeah,
me
yeah,
look him
yeah.
up.
So he was in jail for a long time. To start off, he was on the Mel Robbins podcast.
Okay, Life Meanings.
Basically, he was in and out of juvie because he was pretending to be something else. Like, you wanted to be the hot boy out here. You wanted to be the bad boy. You wanted to have the money. You wanted to have the girls. So he was robbing. He was in and out of juvie. And his last time, they gave him like 20 years.
Just for stealing something?
Multiple times. So, but yeah, from what I picked up, he was on there 20 years. And now he's very inspirational, but still like hood. Like, you know where you came from. He from Philly. And he was on the podcast just talking about the lessons that he learned. He was
I
like,
love that.
I didn't look at jail as jail. I looked at it as a university. There was unlimited learning.
A lot of people say that.
Like, a lot of people are more institutionalized in the free world mentally than they are in jail. And he was like, okay, well, when I get out, I have all of these things available to me. I was able to have a imagination in jail that nobody could tell me no about. So I came out, the world is my oyster, and I was going to take
Yeah,
full advantage of it.
there's no distractions.
Right. So he was going on, going on, and going on. But there were some takeaways from it. It was really good. It's about how I'm thinking an hour and a half. It could have been 2 hours because it went really smooth. But there were some key points that he pointed out that I really, really liked. And it went back to my whole thing, which I'm going to bring up often, my whole ikigai and my let them theory that I was picking up on because it's about life changes, whatever, whatever. His theory took it above let them. Because before, you know, we fight with people every day. One, why should we care?
Who fighting for people?
Fighting with people every day. Like, oh, I want you to do this. I want you to do that. I feel like you think this way about me. Blah, 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 blah. It's all outside noise that really you should not care about. So beyond the let them, if somebody want to do something, let them. I'm not tripping about it. If somebody feels something, let them. Da, 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 da. His is fuck them. That's his thing.
That's the black
Fuck
version.
them. Exactly. So he's like, you looking on social media? He had no social media. He had nothing to worry about. Now we got social media everywhere. You worried about what people say about you? Fuck y'all. Because at the end of the day, you're not what matters. What matters is myself, and I had to put myself first in order to get to where I want to go. So, fuck him. What'd he say? Respect yourself enough to choose you. And I was like, ooh, I like that. I like that.
It's so crazy how you got to hear from other people to internalize it, but
One, I need
continue.
to hear it a million times over because these are things that I struggle with.
And this is why I say it one time and that's it.
Like, I already understand that. I listened to this whole podcast. I agree 1,000% with it. Can I do this tomorrow? No. And I realized that I am institutionalizing my mind on certain stuff, which is why I keep going back to the same stuff. Self-help, self-help. So he said, you're in a cell in your brain. I love that because I already told you about it. Fuck him. He said, people hold on to yesterday, which is true. And it's so strong. So when you were like giving people chances to do things, or Mel was talking about, which it was awkward. She is Mel Robbins. She is
Who
an
was
older
that?
white. She's an older white woman. And the conversation definitely gave that. And she was in it. She was in it. Like, you know, boom, boom, boom. Whether it be relationships, it be helping people, just like family. Or whatever it is. What was I saying? People hold on to yesterday. And like, okay, the ambitious guy. Mm-hmm. We got Love Jones. We got all this other stuff. If I met you and you were this wonderful person and we did all these great things and now you are trash and you don't move on from that person, let that person go, or that situation, they said the job, you're at a job, you're miserable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was great at the beginning. Now you're absolutely miserable. Why are you still in that?
No job is great at the beginning.
Because some jobs are great at the beginning.
I've never had a job.
You just got, you just started getting paid.
I've hated your first job. Every job I've ever had, except AMC. Best
they
job I've
put
ever
you in
had.
A commercial. Been. They need to put you in a commercial.
AMC was literally the best job I've had. Oh, and Pandora.
Okay. It was great at the beginning.
And it was great throughout.
Disconnect. Okay.
Yeah, I loved it.
Well, other situation. You're in it. Wonderful. It changes. Why am I still there? Because I'm thinking about yesterday. Yesterday is not coming back. So he say, you're thinking about yesterday. Tomorrow will be better than yesterday. Tomorrow will not be better than yesterday until you say yes to you. Tomorrow won't be better than yesterday until you say yes to you.
So quit the job.
Quit the job. Welcome.
I've told you that a million times.
Yeah, well, you always want me to quit my job. So, situation. So I was like, okay. And of course, which...
Go ahead, spit it out. Because I feel like it probably hit you in your heartstrings. Go ahead, spit it out.
Same thing. Always. One, he just kept on talking about getting uncomfortable, get uncomfortable, get uncomfortable. You don't make it if you're comfortable, which we know.
Just
we know.
Putting it out there.
But he said, freedom comes when you choose the harder path.
Oh! Wow.
Why do I feel like there's some sarcasm behind your wow?
I'm just saying. That's a beautiful message. I'm so glad freedom that you were comes. Able to listen to it and your.
It was good. I took notes while I was driving.
Oh, you took notes on that.
Yeah, because I wanted to get the things that stood out.
Wow! So me yelling at you doesn't stand out enough?
Because I also need some financial stability.
Oh my gosh, I already told you what to do.
If I said
financial stability, go out to Van Nuys Jetway.
If I
and dress in that mermaid outfit.
If I them right now and chose myself, I'd be poor.
First of all, you're not going to be bored. You're going to be one, Instacarting, two, babysitting, three, selling barbecue to somebody, four, over here making confetti strawberry cupcakes.
All of that sounds wonderful.
You'll be fine.
I told you. All of that sounds wonderful.
My little Jamaican.
Listen, your girl was booked and busy this week.
And still is. They still calling her. They like, Tamika, can you come on my set? And she's like, you guys, I'm busy.
I was busy. I booked and busy. I got me a little reenactment.
Wait. Hold on. No. No booked and busy. Booked and balanced.
Oh.
Oh.
Booked and balanced. Mm. Oh. I like that.
Come on.
Yeah, I like that.
Didn't you put it on a shirt?
Yes.
Put that booked. Right down. Booked, balanced, down. And bootyful.
I'm not. I would like the shirt without that. Oh, wait. That's my sister company? Or which one you have?
Oh. Wow.
Because she don't pronounce it like that.
She don't pronounce it like
that's
that?
I pronounce it.
I was saying beautiful like got ass.
I know what you're saying. But she said beautiful. Beautiful.
Oh, wow. We could combine companies.
Book, balance, and beautiful.
Okay, wait a minute. Because we got to... combine all of our companies. Okay. Prepped to be booked, balanced, and bootiful with liquor.
Liquor. I love it. Sold out.
Love it.
Sold out. Collab. Hilarious. But I don't even know what I was saying. We strayed away.
We didn't stray away. It was right on the path.
Like, all right, bruh. What? Inspirational teacher. But yeah. I was I was booked. I got a couple commercials. Mm-hmm. I got to play pregnant. Which, one, I was cute as heck. What you trying to show the people?
No, I forgot to post my post. Girl, let me post it right here.
Two, I see why people are like, oh, I just want the belly. Like, I don't want the kid. I just want the belly. Because that was fun.
I don't understand why anybody will.
Why? That was a fun time. Granted, mom was a pillow, so it wasn't as heavy. I didn't have back pain. But it was really fun. I also got booked for a table read for an exclusive that's coming out. Sci-fi. Black sci-fi. Yes.
I got booked for the same table read.
Yes.
Period.
So, she's been busy this week. So if I said, welcome, then I don't know. Maybe I'd be more booked. I wouldn't have to turn down stuff. I don't know.
I already told you what this year about to be. You see, we already got traveling on the books.
We got travel. Well, I'm sorry. My sister almost fell on the floor. Okay. Which was a little chuckle.
How about my shoes? Okay.
Hey,
her shoes. How about my shoes? Talk about this shoe on the podcast.
Can we,
talk about the shoe on your podcast?
I don't like it.
Please get out.
Are you not recording?
Yeah,
we're recording.
Okay.
I'm going to clip this and tag you.
You know what I learned today? Fuck them. Get out of here. She's so ridiculous.
Stop. I'm going to clip the fuck out of that.
It's the privacy. It's none.
I'm going to clip it. I'm going to tag her in it.
You're in my area. In my house. So. This episode.
Wait.
What? I'm just like,
I just can't wait to zoom in on her face when I close this.
And she know you about to have a field day.
And she know, and I'm tagging her.
She know. Tag her.
Quit playing.
Post it. Tag her. All right. So this is our last video. What are you going to miss out on? My birthday. It's quite important. Some really important stuff. You're missing out on my birthday.
We don't need a recap of your birthday. You remember last year?
What was last year?
Recap. You lost your phone.
Oh,
you almost got snatched up by somebody. Mama, auntie, grandpa. It's just so much that went on last year.
This year I'll be in the States, though.
First of all, this year, you talking about changing. Let's talk about a few things that happened. Tamika decided she wanted to tell us about her birthday plans 2 weeks before her birthday. Granted, y'all do not know that her birthday is after Christmas. So me and our other good friend was like, hey, Tamika, this is months ago. You already know. I asked Tamika back in the summertime. I said, you need to let me know.
Who is ever going to plan their birthday months ahead of time unless
you're traveling? I do.
Unless you're traveling.
No. Because I need everybody to be in place for J-Day. Anywho, I asked her then. Even our homegirl asked her early. And you know, she don't do nothing early. She asked you before Thanksgiving. Takis, what are you doing for your birthday? I don't know. I'm thinking, no. We said, pick one. Mm-hmm. So what she does is she waits until... literally the week before Christmas.
So much time.
No, not much time. I have presents I still need to get.
Oh my gosh. Why don't y'all just stop participating?
No, hell no. Why? We got kids. I got kids. I got a kid.
That's why. I don't need the notice. My kids don't do
You
Christmas.
do need to know this because you almost got fired this week.
My kid worked out because I don't do Christmas. Had I did Christmas, I would be more concerned about getting fired.
Also, your birthday is the day before New Year's. Like, your birthday is very inconvenient. Also, let me finish telling my
That being said,
story.
if anyone
Let me
wants
finish
to
telling my story
donate.
about the inconvenience. Tamika already know. We stay in LA. Groceries is high. I ain't got no what's it called? What I want? Some
Money.
stamps. I ain't got no stamps. I gotta pay for stuff out of pocket. We just had rent due, and she talking about a birthday, and then gonna have the nerve to tell us. And then she was like, "Can you make me a flyer for my birthday?" Made her a flyer for her birthday the day after, and then she talk about something. Well, I'm about to go buy my stuff now. Didn't even send the flyer out to nobody.
I sent it to everyone except for the people that, yeah. Her not getting it didn't make sense.
That's crazy.
I get that. But what she did not mention was I sent her a coupon code. Okay.
15% off. That's
15%.
taxes.
I also said, should I get everybody's?
And I said, why are you getting people's stuff
Because I
when
want it
we are
now.
going to get your ticket?
Because I want it now. Did you get
How
yours?
you gonna expect to invite somebody the day before?
Did you get yours?
Don't worry about what I got. I'm not telling you. You'll see if I show up or not.
I know you got it.
Surprise.
I know you got it.
Don't worry about what I got.
I know you got it because I called and asked them.
Now somebody gonna be out of a Christmas present because of you.
Was it me? Because I ain't need nothing.
No, you ain't getting no. Hell
Well,
no.
I don't want to hear that because I also offered.
We going on vacation. Getting no
I
present.
offered. I said, pay in full. I said, pay in full.
No, I'm not paying in foreign. I got enough pays and fours out. Also, we need to get our tickets to the play. We also got to get our tickets to Life Size Monopoly.
That's you.
We got to
I feel
get.
like life-size Monopoly is like life-size chess in Harry Potter, and somebody gonna try to cut my head off.
Oh my gosh.
You want that to happen?
It's like an escape room, but in real life.
That's how the Monopoly is? I don't know what I'm signing up for.
It's about to be so
Pre-birthday,
funny.
my pre-birthday, I'm doing something real grown and sexy-ish. My official birthday extravaganza. Wait a minute. Also, I didn't even send a dress code out.
Ain't no dress code.
I
What do you
was
mean? This
exactly
pottery.
because I didn't send it out.
It's
But I
pottery.
was thinking what it should be. And I said, I didn't even say you have to go to my tea party anymore.
You ain't say shit about a tea party.
That's because I took it off. So now you don't even have to do two things. You only have to do one activity with me.
First of all,
You're welcome.
you're working on your birthday.
Yeah.
So there was no room for two
The tea party
activities.
was a different day.
Oh, no, it wasn't. No, the
Yes,
hell it wasn't.
but it's my birthday. You can't tell me what I want to do for my
Your
birthday. I
birthday
don't want to go
is
to a tea party.
5 days after Christmas and the day before New Year's. You need to humble yourself.
Two things.
Matter of fact, you need to go back in the womb and pick another date.
Or I need different friends because
Yeah, you do. You
y'all just
need
don't know
friends
how
that
to
got
have a
money.
good time on my birthday.
Or we need different friends who actually plans ahead of time.
I don't need that. I already have one.
No.
You only need one planner. Actually, I have two.
Ain't who? Oh, Shanice?
Yeah, she's the only other one. She is the only other. Y'all two are the only organized people in my life.
That's crazy.
Not
That's
in my
crazy.
friend group. But long story short, I gave you a discount code. I excluded the dress code, and you no longer have to go to my tea party in the States. But in London, I can't promise that.
We got a tea party set. The fuck is you talking about?
I don't know. Was
They
that on the
drink
itinerary?
tea out there. Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna look at
Think
that closer to the date.
you ain't read all them words I prepped together. Also, the revised one is in your
I have to
email.
look at the revised one because all I have in my mind is jacket potato.
Shocking.
That's not on the itinerary. Also, you telling people where the hell we going?
They don't know when. Oh, is it a surprise?
No, it ain't no
Ignore.
surprise, but
Ignore,
dang, I
ignore.
like a little mystery with my trips.
Oh. We're not going to help. We're not.
That's just one of one, two, three. I have four trips next year.
Yeah,
I'm
well, I got
tired.
two, and I'm trying to figure out how to sneak in another one.
First of all, that second one you got, it ain't gonna be no sneaking around that. You need to
Well,
save all your money for the year for that one. I ain't even gonna hold you, Smo. Cause that's about to be expensive.
that's crazy. And then I got found a date.
Why?
But then they said I can't bring a date. But who are they to say I can't bring a date to your wedding?
Wait, pause. Pause. You
Yeah.
said you need to find a date. You're
Yeah.
stressed out because you need to find a date, but they told you you can't bring a plus one to their wedding. So why are you stressed out?
Wait, I'm not stressed out. I'm never stressed out to find a date.
But you don't get a date. It's only you who is supposed to be attending.
But you want me to pay for everything myself?
Well, it sounds like you need a sugar daddy to me. He'll
Well, where
pay
can I
for it
get one?
and let you go by yourself.
Where can I?
Sugarbaby.com.
Yeah, but I also don't want to do the things that is required.
No, you find somebody who only wants companionship. Also, I know I said sugarbaby.com. I don't think that's a real website. Do not, I repeat, do not take me serious when I say certain stuff. I don't need nobody coming back. JoJo says sugarbaby.com.
Especially when she says most stuff. Don't. So, end of the year is here, at least for us, because it's our last episode.
Last
Wishing you the
episode.
best into the new year and more of the bestest on my birthday. Because if you've learned anything, it's that the wonderful day that in which I was brought into the
Oh
world
gosh.
is coming upon us.
She's
And had I
so
not been here,
extra.
you would not be listening to the Are We Canceled Yet?
It still would have been
Because
Are We Canceled Yet? It just would have been a different co-host.
she wouldn't have known. She wouldn't have had. She wouldn't have had this idea. She probably would have been in North Carolina somewhere with Chocolate Baby.
Oh,
But I'm keeping her from
such
that.
a chocolate baby.
Such a chocolate baby.
Oh,
Such a chocolate baby. Mine will also be chocolate.
no,
Yeah.
you're not gonna have no chocolate babies.
Yeah.
Your baby's gonna be brown, if any.
No, it's gonna be chocolate. And they're gonna be like, that's your mama? And I'll be like, yeah. You look, don't she look like me?
No.
That's where you get smacked.
She look like her daddy, whoever he
Yeah.
is.
I'm looking at him. He tall. You can't see him.
Oh, girl, I'm over there looking like who?
Stop.
Who over there?
Stop.
Girl.
Stop.
You play too much. All right, unpopular opinion. This one gonna come off the dome. I'm not even gonna read the ones that I have prepared. All right,
About my
unpopular.
birthday?
Absolutely not. It's not about you. Your birthday isn't about you.
What's the wait? Is that the unpopular opinion that your birthday is about you? If it's
No.
not, I don't know who the heck it's
That's
for.
crazy. All right. Unpopular opinion with JoJo. Everybody cannot season properly. There is a special je ne sais quoi that is needed to know how to properly season. Just because you season stuff and throw seasons together does not mean that the flavors will combine properly. Now, when it comes to seasoning, there is a certain cultural science that you need to have, along with an ancestral spiritual awakening. If you don't have both of those things combined, your food is trash. Done.
When in doubt, add garlic and hot sauce.
And this is why I don't eat Tamika's
Okay.
food.
I do
Speaking of
have a
garlic.
theory. I do have a theory that whenever something's nasty, if you just make it spicy, it will no longer be nasty.
Speaking of garlic.
What they do to garlic? Recall? Don't tell me that I can't eat food.
No,
Anymore.
listen, Linda. Okay, so my homegirl was like, JoJo, eat a clove of garlic to get rid of your cough. So I had an audition earlier today. And it was at 2 o'clock Zoom, and I was like, ugh. I was like, I really don't want to be up there like coughing and doing all this other stuff. So I was looking, I was like, dang, I ain't got no clove of garlic. But it's crazy because I went on TikTok and then I saw somebody else say that they mama they ate 2 cloves of garlic. So I looked and I was like, I ain't got that because I don't like garlic, but I got garlic powder. Girl, last night I did a spoonful of garlic powder.
Yeah.
Was the worst shit I've ever had in my life.
I
I guzzled down 2 bottles of water. And then when I tell you the garlic was coming out of my pores because I was sweating, it was hot, my
Oh, I know
stomach
you
was
swap.
hot. Oh my gosh.
Oh, you must.
But I do still have a slight cough, but it's not a wet cough.
I haven't heard you cough. I think maybe twice this whole time.
Right? So, I'm gonna go to the store and get cloves.
You can put honey. I've seen
Mix
people
it
eat
in with honey.
jars
I
of
know,
garlic
but you have to let it sit. I don't have time for that. I need it out
honey.
quickly. I got shit to do. My vacation's coming up. She ready to be out in these streets. She ready to try pretty little desserts.
That's shaped like fruit.
That shit, actually, I didn't send you the one that I want to go to. We're gonna go to
I don't know,
We're going to 3 of them.
but hurry up. My goodness,
Oh my
hurry up.
gosh. You
Put
know
my life
what?
on hold because you sick. That's crazy to me. That's crazy. I
I love you.
want to go without you so bad. Look how committed I am.
That's crazy because Susie said the same thing. I just don't
But had
understand.
I been sick, y'all would have went without me.
I just,
So what
that
does it say?
you stay too far. The fuck?
I'm a 25-minute drive, no traffic.
20. Oh, okay. No traffic. There you
No
go.
traffic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can we go to Torrance this weekend? I'm gonna get my cloves of garlic today, so I am anticipating. I'm gonna give about 2 days, and then I'm gonna be ready to go. I need to go to Torrance. I need to go to 3 of those little pretty dessert places. And then I need to go to the big three times. And sometimes, wow, because I missed out on a lot.
Well, I asked Susie, why did she just open the door and ask if we going to Torrance?
How did you hear that?
We're at work.
Yeah, we're going to Torrance. You coming with us?
She acts like she's going
Wow,
to
she
my
don't want to
birthday
finish the
extravaganza.
conversation.
I'm coming to your birthday. You want me on the podcast? You already on the podcast. You've
I'm
been on here
coming.
several times.
I am coming to the birthday party. For sure.
And I don't know what's going on in Torrance. Let's talk about it. Get out. We're at work.
Drop in the comments below if you want Tamika's sister to be on a podcast as a guest. Drop it down below. Oh, look at that pretty girl.
When I get all worked
ma'am.
up, don't you be talking enough because my rate going up. My rate's going up. You want to be our sponsor?
Come on.
My
Oh,
rates
for
are going
sure.
up. What you want? You want to be our
For
sponsor?
sure.
You trying to do a little change in this line?
Okay. We'll take $50 and a pizza.
From your place.
Hell yeah, I don't want that damn pizza. It's
I'm
so
sponsoring
good.
y'all electricity.
What? That's crazy.
And she a lie because I pay bills. Oh, let's wrap this up because I got a whole bunch of stuff in the car that I need her to help take out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I need you to go ahead and register for that table read too, ma'am. Thanks.
Thanks. All right.
All right, that's it for
We're gonna see y'all later. I hope this was enough.
That's
Keep y'all
crazy.
up below.
Y'all heard a lot today.
We had a lot of little rambles that y'all can hop on in the background.
And I should edit it out, but I'm not. So,
Oh,
thank you
so
so
then you'll
much for
convince
tuning
us.
in to
If we
another
edit out, then it
episode.
wouldn't be real.
Yeah,
And this is the podcast for those that like real stuff. That's talking to their friends. They ramble and forget their thoughts. And then they continue going. And then they talk about their birthday and cut it off. And then
all right. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Are We Canceling?